إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره على أن من علينا بهذه النعمة العظيمة أن وفقنا للجلوس في بيت من بيوت الله نتدارس موضوعا هو من أهم المواضيع، موضوع التوحيد. So once again we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank him for conferring upon us endless bounties. One of the great bounties is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to gather with our brothers in these classes in the house of Allah to study matters of our religion, especially this very important subject matter, which is at-tawheed, Islamic monotheism. Tonight's class was supposedly be the Mulakhas al-Fiqhi, but since I wasn't here last night, and a couple of brothers, they wish if we continue the topic of Tawheed, inshallah, we said, la ba's, it's okay, especially this is a very important topic. As a reminder, we mentioned that when we sit in any circle of knowledge, we as Muslims, we should pay attention, because knowledge is the religion. We're here so we can learn from the proper sources so we can practice this deen of Islam in the right way. Because through beneficial knowledge, we will have righteous actions. العلم النافع يثمر الأعمال الصالحة. The fruits of a beneficial knowledge is righteous actions. And with ikhlas, alhamdulillah, then this is how the deeds are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But any deed that is not built upon beneficial knowledge, it will be of no benefit for its doers. Rather, it may be a trouble and a cause of trouble and trial for such a person. So when you come to any class, any circle of knowledge, then you have to not only that you be present through your body, but also you have to open your ears and you have to open your mind and your heart, especially for Tawheed. In the previous class, we mentioned anwa' al-Tawheed thalatha, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya wa Tawheed al-Rububiyya wal-Uluhiyya wal-Asma' wal-Sifat. Now we start by Tawheed al-Rububiyya. النوع الأول من أنواع التوحيد الثلاثة توحيد الربوبية، وهو توحيد الله بأفعاله سبحانه وتعالى. So the first aspect from the three aspects of توحيد of Islamic monotheism is the توحيد of lordship, توحيد الربوبية. Look how easy now I choose, like I told you to review, I choose to read from this curriculum of the fourth grade. Is a fourth grade in elementary school in Saudi Arabia, the kingdom that is established upon Tawheed and the correct Aqeedah. May Allah preserve them, Ameen. And may Allah guide the rulers and those who help them in other Muslim countries to abide by the teachings of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what fourth graders, they are being taught. Okay, in the land of Tawheed. This is a curriculum, by the way. They break it down for them. Keep in mind that in the third grade, they have a curriculum of a Tawheed that is easier than this. In the second grade, they have a curriculum of a Tawheed. Likewise, in the first grade, they had a curriculum of Tawheed. And I know because I had copies. Alhamdulillah. قال فالتوحيد النوع الأول من 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 أنواع التوحيد الثلاثة توحيد الربوبية وهو توحيد الله بأفعاله تعالى. The توحيد of lordship is that you single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his actions. Meaning that when you look at any action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is for him alone. No one shares with him in anything that Allah does subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's alone. No one shares with him in any of his actions, whether it be the khalq, the creation, the provision, maintaining the universe, causing life and death, and the like. وهذا التوحيد توحيد الربوبية أقر به الكفار على زمن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يدخلهم في الإسلام وقاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم واستحل دماءهم وأموالهم. And this type of توحيد, توحيد of ربوبية, توحيد of lordship, to single out Allah by his actions, meaning that Allah هو الخالق ولا خالق معه وهو الرازق وحده وهو المدبر والمالك وهو المحي وهو المميت. هذا التوحيد, this type of توحيد, to believe that Allah alone creates, He alone provides, and He alone maintains His creation, He alone causes life and death, bring the dead to life, and from other actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tawheed, even the kuffar, in the time of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they acknowledged this tawheed. They didn't have no problem with this tawheed. The kuffar of Quraysh, the pagans who they had other idols, some over 300 idols, every tribe have more than one, or at least one or more, but they still believe that those idols, they're not the ones that created the heavens and the earth. They're not the ones that created them. They're not the ones that caused the rain and the like to fall. They say, no, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, they recognize that Allah is the creator, is the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mudabbir. But still, They didn't enter into Islam just by believing in the Tawheed of Lordship. Prophet ﷺ rather fought them, even though they believed that Allah creates. Okay? And we have so many ayats in the Quran. وَإِنْ سَأَنْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they say Allah. They don't say one of their idols. I know. If you were to ask them who provides and who sent down the rain, they says Allah. They don't say Allat, Uzza, Manat. No, they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important for us to pay attention to this point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, Ayah 31, وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ. ماذا سيكون الجواب؟ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. فَقُلْ أَيْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قُلْ لِهَؤُلَاءِ أَلَا سُبْحَانَهُ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ تَعْلَمُونَ هَذَا وَتُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The translation of this ayah in Surah Yunus, say, who provides for you from the sky and from the earth? Or who owns hearing and sight? And who brings out the living from the dead and brings out the dead from the living? And who disposes the affairs? What would be their answer? They will say, Allah. Even though they have idols, they associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala idols in worship, they still, their answer is Allah. See, that's a good, that's the right answer from these pagans. They will say Allah, then say to them, will you not then be afraid of Allah's punishment for setting up rivals to Him in worship? That's why Shaykh al-Islam, Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book, Al-Kitab al-Thalathat al-Usul, when he mentioned أنواع العباد. When he mentioned السماوات والأرض والجبال والأشجار والناس, قال الخالق لهذه الأشياء كلها هو المستحق للعبادة. When he mentioned the creation, the mighty creatures, the sun, the moon, the mountains, the earth, the heavens, he says the one who creates these things, he alone deserves to be worshipped. أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ. ثم قال وقوله تعالى أيضا في سورة المؤمنون, في سورة المؤمنون, the آيات 84-89 in سورة المؤمنون, قل لمن الأرض ومن فيها إن كنتم تعلمون. هذا سؤال توبيخي. It's not like asking them a question, no, because they know. قل لمن الأرض ومن فيها إن كنتم تعلمون سيقولون لله قل أفلا تذكرون قل من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم سيقولون لله قل أفلا تتقون قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجهر عليه إن كنتم تعلمون سيقولون لله قل أنى فأنى تسحرون قل فأنى تسحرون. The translation of these ayats say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to these pagans who they associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by devoting acts of worship, prostrating, making dua, invoking, calling upon idols and the like, say to them, whose is the earth? Meaning who the earth belongs to? And whosoever is therein, and whatsoever therein, if you know. Say, whose is the earth and whosoever is therein, if you know, they will say, it is Allah's. That's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, will you not then remember? Say, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne? They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then fear Allah by believing in His oneness, subhanahu wa ta'ala, since you say He alone creates, and you know this, so don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by believing in His oneness, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by obeying Him, believing in the resurrection and the reward for each and every good or bad deed? Say, in whose hand is the sovereignty of everything? Who has the treasure of each and everything? And He protects all, while against whom there is no protector. They say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say Allah. They will say, all that belongs to Allah. Say, how then are you deceived and turned away from the truth? فتوحيد الله بأفعاله يعني الاعتقاد بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت وغيرها من أفعال الله سبحانه وتعالى. When we say توحيد الربوبية هو إفراد الله بأفعاله, وماذا يعني هذا؟ يعني هذا الذي قلناه, يعني الاعتقاد بأن الله هو الخالق وحده, لا أحد معه سبحانه وتعالى, لا شريك له في هذا, وهو الرازق المحيي المميت وغيرها من أفعال الله سبحانه وتعالى. So once again, what is the توحيد الربوبية, توحيد of lordship? انتبه إدريس. What is توحيد الربوبية, توحيد of lordship? Is that you single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His action. What does it mean to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His actions? By having belief that Allah alone creates. He's the creator. And He's the provider. He's the one who caused life, and He's the one who caused death. And other from the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at any action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one that shares anything in it. No one. والكفار حينما جاءهم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا يؤمنون بتوحيد الربوبية لكن إيمانهم هذا لم ينفعهم لأنهم لم يوحدوا الله بالعبادة. See, the pagans of Quraysh, when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم called them to Islam, they believed in Allah. Now you find some Muslims who are ignorant, they say, la. Kuffar of Quraysh, they never believed in Allah. Nah. They were mushrikun, they never believed in Allah. This is a mistake. Of course, they believed in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And we have the Adillah, we mentioned to you some of them, there is so many of them. The pagans of Quraysh, they recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the creator, to be the provider. He's the one, He alone caused life and death. They know that their idols do not create, their idols do not provide nor maintain anything. You know him. So even though these pagans of Quraysh, they believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, that was not enough for them. And it didn't bring them no benefit. Why? Because they failed to devote all actions of worship for Allah alone. They fail in Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. That's another aspect that we're going to learn after this one, inshallah ta'ala. That's where they fail. They recognize Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and it was not enough. إذن فمن يؤمن بأن الله هو الذي خلقه ورزقه ولكنه لا يعبد الله وحده يكون مشركا ولهذا وبخ الله المشركين في الآيات السابقة. So if a person believed that Allah, He is the creator, if someone said, look, no one creates but Allah, He alone the creator, He alone provides and maintains His creation, but this person does not worship Allah alone, but rather he associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, this person is a mushrik, waliyadu billah. Even though this person recognizes that Allah is the creator, He is the provider, not Jesus, not Buddha, not the sun, not the moon. Okay? But still this person is a mushrik, polytheist, waliyadu billah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and despised the actions of these people, the pagans of Quraysh, who yet believe that Allah is the creator and the like, but still will no benefit for them. That's why you find now some of the people that are our ulama, from Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Albani, and other than them, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen and others, rahimahullah, and those who are still alive from the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they said that it's amazing that you find some people who they call themselves to, that they call into Islam and some da'awat. Okay, some callers and calls that are not upon the sunnah. What they say when they tell them what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah, they say La khaliqa illallah. ولا رازق إلى الله ولا محيي إلى الله ولا مميت إلى الله. You see, like the Sufis, Jama'a Tabligh, for instance, the Jama'a Sufiya, and other than them, who doesn't have knowledge from its proper sources, they explain لا إله إلا الله when you find their books or in their classes and the like. What is the meaning of لا إله إلا الله? They say there is no creator but Allah. And there is no provider for the creation but Allah. And there is no one that caused life and death but Allah. First of all, if I ask you this statement, there is no creator but Allah. There is no provider for the creation but Allah. And there is no one that caused life and death but Allah. Is this a good statement, sound statement, or wrong statement? Huh? There is no creator but Allah. No one that creates but Allah. No one provides for the creatures but Allah. No one caused life or caused death but Allah. Is these statements sound or wrong? Huh? They're correct, 100%. But why? Why they are wrong? Why they are wrong? Who can answer this question? Why they are wrong now? Yahya?
Ahsan.
Because now they explain in La ilaha illallah with Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And who can add more to what Yahya said to make it clear? Naam, Mish'al?
La ilaha illallah means.
Mish'al, right?
Yes.
Naam.
No one else is worthy of worship. So that part they're dropping it.
They're dropping it. Naam, Ahsant. Because they're not bringing the true meaning of La ilaha illallah. But who can add something else? Naam, Nuruddin. You were going to say something?
No, I was
not. No? Okay. Naam, Sadat. We mentioned it in the class. What he mentioned is
add on to it. So you mentioned that they, when they're explaining La ilaha illallah, that they only effort, they explain it through Ar-Rubiyyah.
Tawheed Ar-Rubiyyah, nah.
So they need Bob explaining Tawheed Ar-Rubiyyah along with it.
Nah. That's okay, but it's not what I'm looking for. Nah, Umar.
When you say the meaning of Tawheed Ar-Rubiyyah, of course, and say it's only called of us, Allah, Tawheed Allah, only his actions.
Yeah.
Only covers his actions, but even
in Allah. Yeah, they said that. They said that. Luqman.
So, let's start with the process and we'll send
it.
Let's start with the process and we'll send it.
أحسنت ولكن ليس ذلك. That's not wrong. I said it. Because I didn't say what you just said. I didn't say what you said. So correct me if I'm wrong. Did I say what they just said? I didn't. Even though what they said is right. Naam Saleh.
Well, I don't know. I think they
That's good. Allahu A'lam. I like that. He says Allahu A'lam first. Naam. Fadal.
I think that the direction is not fully devoted to explain what they say.
Look. Ahsant, Zakallah khair. But that's not what I'm looking for. Now,
if I'm not mistaken, Quraysh weren't believing
them. And can you maybe come close so I can turn? Ah, you're back. Okay, just stay there. So, Zakallah.
Quraysh believed in Tawheed
al-Rubiyyah. Ahsant. See? That's what I'm looking for. Ahsant. These people, 14 years, these ayats, maybe over 1400 years, these ayats, because Allah preserved the Quran. And Allah tells us that yet these pagans, they believed in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, it was not beneficial for them. And didn't allow them to enter the Islam. Still after more than 1400, still these people using the same hujjah. Oh Allah, the meaning of La ilaha illallah is Allah is the creator. Yeah. The kuffar of Quraysh, Allah didn't accept that from them. And the ulama, they mentioned that these people who now they say, oh, they are upon da'wah, calling to the true Islam, and they warning against the Salafiyun and the Wahhabis, they call them Wahhabis, and different names, Madkhalis, Jamis, and name it, they warn against. Now you find Sufis warn against those people who call to Tawheed. They say, don't listen to them. Tawheed, the meaning of La ilaha illallah, is that Allah is the creator? Allah is, what are you talking about? According to their definition, the kuffar of Quraysh are Muslims or non-Muslims? Huh? According to the Sufi definition of La ilaha illallah. So the pagan of Quraysh, Abu Jahl, is he Muslim or not? Muslim. You see what they're saying? They say they are Muslims. Whereas in the Quran it says no. See how dangerous these people are? See, when the ulama, they warn against these people, it's not because they are from this country or the other, from Bangladesh or Pakistan or Saudi or Yemen or Morocco or Algeria or Gambia or Senegal or Nigeria. No, it doesn't matter what country they're from, what color. No one chooses his country or chooses his color. Anyone here chooses his color? Raise your hand. Huh? One guy tried to change his color, but hey, he failed, so you know that. Okay? So, anyone choose his nationality in here? I mean, that you're born with, not those who go and apply for other nationalities. Okay? Anyone choose his parents in here? Before you were born, say, hey, who's my parents? No, you can't do that. هذا يدخل في ماذا هذا يدخل؟ يدخل في ماذا؟ في أي باب؟ Under what باب؟ What I'm just talking about now, under what? This باب that you didn't choose your gender, you didn't choose your color, you didn't choose your parents. Under what باب؟ ها؟ قدر. إيه ولكن إيش؟ أي قدر؟ That's what I'm talking about. What قدر؟ ها؟ القدر الكوني يا أخوان. القدر الكوني. هناك قدر كوني وقدر شرعي. نعم. الله لا يحاسبون عن القضاء الكوني. Allah does not hold us accountable when it comes to the destinative, the qadar that is destinative. But rather he held us accountable as related to the legislative one. Allah created us. If somebody is created an Arab, Allah is not going to like hold them accountable why you're an Arab, why you're not an Arab, why you're black, why you're white, or why you're tall, why you're short. No. But Allah will hold accountable people, why didn't you follow the Sunnah? Why didn't you follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why you're upon shirk? But Allah would not hold a person accountable there, why you have your disparities? Allah. طيب. So that's how we understand these things, Ikhwan. That there are people out there calling to bid'ah, innovations, to shirk. That's why we have to pay attention. That's why we mention, when you come to the class of Islam, you want to learn something, especially Tawheed. Then you have to pay attention by what? By being present, not just with your body. Of course, the body has to be here. Because you cannot be home and hear this class, unless now, alhamdulillah, with the modern technology, yes, some people are driving trucks, they tell me, and they listen, alhamdulillah, on the class by the phone. Other people are home, some at work, and they listen, jazakumullah khair. Some people, they record it, listen it later on. But you have to bring your ears with you as well. Meaning, by paying attention, open your ears, open your mind, free yourself for this topic of Tawheed, and especially your heart. Because if you start thinking about something else in the class, you lost, you're done. And you may not, later on you come back after 5 minutes and you're like, what are you talking about? You see? Because you're missing a couple information, piece of information that may be vital, may be very important. So we pay attention, Yahwan. It's only 40 minutes, half an hour, sometimes 50 minutes, 1 hour. Some other people pay attention to other stuff for hours. Dunya, which is nothing wrong. You want to make some good money, you want to learn how to do business right. And that's why I find that person, when he go to that orientation, what do you call them? Orientation? I think I'm looking for another, like training. No, some seminars. Huh? Seminars. Now, there is seminars and there is webinars. You know the webinars? The women seminars. They call them webinars. I heard it once. Webinars? Oh, yeah. Ahsant. I heard that one too. Webinars. Like through the web. I know. That's enough. Come back to Tawheed. Okay? So that's why you find someone really wants to, he start the business. Or before, he's like, somebody tell him, Akhi, you've been having this business for years. Well, ain't nothing going on. Yeah. He said, because you don't know how to run a business, man. Well, how am I going to run a business? Go to this seminar. So he goes to that seminar, he pays attention. Rare. Details. Taking notes. He want to come early. He pay attention. He turn off the phone. Nothing. And he's going to ask questions after the seminar. He want to make sure, give me your phone number. Do you have a website? Where can I get more information? Right or wrong, Omar? Huh? There you go. But Tawheed is going to come here. Okay, the body is here, but the mind, I don't know, in Alabama. I don't know what you're thinking about. No, it's not going to be an open fit. You're going to have to be here. Your body, your ears, your mind, your heart. Where's your mind, Idris, now? Here, Ahsant. Tayyib. All right, here is the as'ila now. The last part of this is the as'ila. Ma ma'na tawheedu Allahi bi af'alihi? Ma ma'na tawheedu Allahi bi af'alihi? So now is the moment when we can see if you understood anything in this class. All right? ما معنى توحيد الله بأفعاله. What it means, because we learn that توحيد الله بأفعاله. You single out Allah. توحيد الربوبية mean to single out Allah سبحانه وتعالى by his actions. What does it mean? نعم صالح. أنت تجيب بالعربي.
بالعربي.
إيه. لا لا العربي أولا.
الاعتقاد بأن الله هو الخالق هو المدبر هو المحيي هو المميت.
أحسنت. وغيرها من أفعاله سبحانه وتعالى. أحسنت. نعم. English. نعم عمر.
الله سبحانه وتعالى in his worship, his creation, like his only provider.
أعد. Because you didn't start right. You know how sometimes somebody didn't start right? It's like you want to cook an omelet, but you didn't put the right ingredients. You mix the bread. The bread is the last thing. You use the bread to eat the omelet. You don't put the bread with the onions. So I see something like that, you know? So I repeat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You cook an omelet before? What's the ingredients of an omelet? Now we're just trying to make a point. What is the ingredients?
Eggs.
Some black pepper.
Black pepper.
That's it?
Onion.
Alright. Oh yeah, yeah. You're right. I should say like oriental omelet. Something like that. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so usually it's eggs, butter. Huh? Mm-hmm. Some people, they put some onions and tomatoes. Parsley, I like that, but not the brain. Okay, طيب. I repeat, inshallah, the answer.
Tawhid al-Rububiyyah is to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
by his actions. What does it mean now? That's what it means. What does it mean? What you just said right now, that Tawhid al-Rububiyyah is to single out Allah by his action. That's the question. What that mean? Ahsant, he's the only creator.
He's the only provider.
Provider.
He's the only giver of life.
He's the one who caused life and death. Uh-huh. And other than his actions. Abdullah, Tabi, Ahmed. Now, طيب أحسنت بارك الله فيك. السؤال الثاني: ما التوحيد الذي أقر به الكفار في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ ما التوحيد الذي أقر به الكفار هذه لك يا نور الدين باو داداني داداني طيب لحظة ما التوحيد الذي أقر به الكفار في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
توحيد
الربوبية وهل نفعهم إقرارهم به
لا
لم ينفعهم أحسنت here's the question what is the توحيد what is the توحيد Meaning from the three aspects of Tawheed, which one? Number one, number two, number three. What is that Tawheed that the pagans of Quraysh, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Kuffar, they acknowledge this and they recognize it? Which one? Naam Hamza? Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Naam. Did it benefit them, Idris? Did it benefit them? No, it did not. And تسرعت يا عثمان ها اسمك ادريس غيرت الاسم عليك شات ان شاء الله وشاتان طيب احسنت نعم
going back to the first question that you asked
yes
regarding being the creator and the provider aren't these also the so is there some overlap between Rububiyyah and
Asma نعم في لهذا أين that's why توحيد الأسماء والصفات والربوبية some of the علماء they put it in one aspect by themselves السؤال الثالث the third question ما الدليل على توحيد الربوبية ما الدليل على توحيد الربوبية ما الدليل عثمان بالعربي ما الدليل على توحيد الربوبية
الدليل القرآن
أحسنت وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ أَيْ نَعَمْ أَحْسَنْتْ هذا هو what is, who can give a one proof Sadat one proof of توحيد الربوبية أحسنت الحمد لله رب العالمين أين الحمد لله رب العالمين. رابعا هل يعد مسلما من اعترف بأن الله هو الرازق والمحيي والمميت دون أن يعبده ولماذا؟ Is he considered a Muslim, the one who recognized that Allah is the provider, Ahmed Tabi, and he is the one who caused life and caused death, and not worshiping him, and why? Naam, Ibrahim. No, he's not a Muslim. Why? Because this man, he says no. He don't say Jesus is the Lord. He says no, Allah is the Lord. Who sent down the rain? He don't say that some Mother Nature. You see? Cause life or death, oh, Mother Nature. Who sent these storms? Some people, he said Mother Nature. No, this person says Allah. But he doesn't worship Allah. Is he Muslim? Of course, the answer yes. He's not a Muslim. So your answer is right, he's not a Muslim. Why? Ahsant. Because we have an example, and we need to benefit from the examples of the people before us. We have the example of Quraysh. They believe in all of this. Allah, he's the creator. Allah, the provider. Allah, but still, they were not Muslims. Why? Because they associate partners with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in worship. Any questions in this one before we go to Hidr al-Uluhiyya? Okay, no questions. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khairan. Time's out. Nah. No.
Hmm.
No. Are you saying do those 99 summarize the names of Allah, or are they the only names of Allah? Of Tawheed Rububiyya? Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. Wa kullu khayrin fi ittiba'i min salaf. The good, all good is follow the salaf. If we find one of the salaf said that, we say it. If somebody from our salaf, some sahaba, from the tabi'een, from the great, especially the three generations, said that, look, this 99 names, that's what they mean, Tawheed Rububiyya, we say that. Me, personally, I don't know of anyone. I don't know. That's why I say it doesn't exist. So it's very important. Imam Ahmad, rahimahu ta'ala, used to correct certain people when they say, la, 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 there is no such thing. There is no dalil for this mas'ala. But Imam Ahmad used to correct them and say, I don't know no dalil, ya akhi. You don't know everything. قُلْ لَا أَعْلَمُ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَ دَلِيلًا وَهَذَا تَبْرَأُ دِمَّتُكُ. If somebody asks you, says, "Akhi, Barmer, say, I don't know any dalil." But this is better, and this is the correct way than to say there is no dalil. You see? I know. Tayyib Abdul Rahim. You were listening to a tape. And they were talking about Tawheed Rububiyya. Naam. And they mentioned, the tape you were listening to. They mentioned Tawheed Rububiyya.
Yes, they mentioned Tawheed Rububiyya was everything that come. That was, I haven't heard
this
before.
And he wants to know.
Have you heard of this tape?
Have I heard this tape? First of all, I didn't hear that tape.
Okay.
First of all, he says, eight tape. They, we don't know who says, huh? Keep in mind now that we're reviewing the basics. We're not going into details. Tawheed Rububiyya is not just what we mentioned right now, okay? But these are the basics, alhamdulillah, that will help us to at least have these basics, okay? And help our children to have these basics. As for Tawheed Rububiyya, there is a volume or more to go in details. Allah, inshallah ta'ala, we've been, we learned that in different classes of Tawheed, Alhamdulillah, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and Tilawat al-Usul, and other than that, Alhamdulillah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. النوع الثاني, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. The second type from the three aspects of Tawheed is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Naam, Okasha, what is it? Ah, you didn't hear the question, why? Huh? You were talking. So you weren't paying attention. See, that's an example. Just like Allah Khairan, you didn't know because you were doing something else. Right or wrong? Can you be running and sleeping at the same time? Huh? Why not? Because if you're sleeping, you can run. Some people can't run while they sleep. Huh? Sleepwalking, yeah. But that's not a good. That's not normal. But why? Why you cannot sleep while you're... You cannot run while you're sleeping. Why? Who knows the answer? No. I want one simple answer. Now, why? Huh? La. I want a simple answer. La. 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 Huh? La. 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 I told you some people do it. La. 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 كيف عرفت انت؟ How would you know that? Simple answer. What is it? Because you're a human. See? A human being don't do these things. Right or wrong? Because you're a human. When you sleep, that's it. You shut down. You're not going to walk. You don't do anything. Right or wrong? Huh? Because you're human. Ahsant. That is the right answer. MashaAllah. Because he's paying attention. At least he heard what I said. Nah. You know why I choose? Even though those answers you have given, I can say, yes, they're good answers. But why I choose this one? It's not because mine. But why I choose this? You answer me, okay, so why? Huh? Because you just demonstrate to us. Being a human, we cannot be doing like two things at the same time. And focus. Like, because see, you were paying attention, alhamdulillah, because I was answering some questions and you were answering them. But as soon as you were talking to him, what happened to you? You lost focus. Why? Because you are a human. Sometimes, subhanAllah, people, you ask them a question, and you expect a very simple answer. I'm going to give you this question. Those who know the answer, please don't answer. Okay? Have you seen, maybe I mentioned this question before. You've seen a group of birds flying? Geese, especially geese. Yeah. You know the geese, right? Usually how they fly?
In a V.
In a V. Ahsant. That's a good answer. Usually they fly like this, right? You see them geese? V. Pay attention next time. If you need to see it, pay attention. But if you pay attention, usually one side is longer than the other. Why is that, Usman? You don't know. That's a good answer. Usually. You agree with me? Nordin, you've seen this before? Well, next time, pay attention. You will see it, inshallah. Omar, what do you think? Why there is one side? It may be the right, maybe the left. Usually, doesn't matter. But why one side is longer than the other? I want a simple answer. Now? Hold on. Ah, he's going to say. Now?
All
over time, more of them came and added to that.
Time over time. You were counting them, sir? You've been there following them?
No.
Okay, so how would you know? No.
Not even number.
Riha. See the wind. See, that's what I'm talking about. Because the wind, what the wind has to do with that? Push some more in this right? What else? Who has another answer? I'm looking for a simple answer. Naam Abdul Majid. Dynamics. Allah. Physics. Physics and dynamics. Naam. That's how they fly. Yahya, give us the right answer once again. There is more geese in one side than the other. That's why. That's why one is longer than the other. You see how it is? I heard some answers. No, the female is on the other side. I'm like, come on. The cousins, they all lined up together. The tribe. One guy said the tribe. You want to bring tribalism in the geese? Subhanallah. But the answer is so simple. This one is longer because there is 10. This one is short, there's only 5. That's the answer. But sometimes we have to be creative and bring some, I don't know what answers. But answers are simple. Now, Fadl.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم So we're going to leave Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah to another time. If you don't mind, we can do it tomorrow, inshallah. Okay, if you don't mind, so we can continue on this review, inshallah ta'ala. So tomorrow, you don't mind? Inshallah ta'ala. We can do tomorrow Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and Tawheed al-Asma' wa-Sifat, inshallah. And there is another class, Rasulullah al-Khalq. And the hikmah behind sending the messengers to the creation, inshallah ta'ala. But as a review to what we learned today, tonight, alhamdulillah, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. We learned the definition of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and what does it mean. And that this is not enough. Naam, a person have to acknowledge this Tawheed. Person have to acknowledge this Tawheed and believe in it, but it's not enough by itself. Because the pagans of Quraysh, they believe in this. Naam, they believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. But it was not enough for them to enter them into Islam. Tayyib. And rather, a person should, along with believing in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, has to believe in, other than that, that we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala, in the upcoming class. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasleeman kathira.